Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby. Play some ball. Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Bucks lose game 7 yesterday. Season is over. Talking about it today with you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Also brought up Jair Alexander's new contract extension with the Packers. There's good news there. Packers assistant coaches expected to talk tomorrow. So depending on when they talk, we'll bring that some of that to you either tomorrow or on Wednesday, depending on if it falls in when we're doing the show or not. Jimmy Pastos, Odyssey NBA insider. Works with Under Armour and does some analyst work with the Wizards. He joins us coming up here in about a half hour or so. Give us his thoughts on what happened in that Bucks-Celtics series. Jim Paschke, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer, joins us in 90 minutes. What was the most frustrating thing from yesterday's Bucks loss for you? Dante and Greenfield and Gary started their conversation before the break. We paused it to continue it after the break because we were running out of time. Okay, so where were we, Gary?
So I think for me, Dante, I'm seeing all this Carter – George Hill stuff. And to me, that's not the reason why they lost this series. Playing George Hill is not the reason why you lost the series over Carter. That was my point. Grayson Allen didn't show up. Connaughton didn't show up. Portis was so-so. You had no bench. So other than that, the three-pointers that you gave up, that's probably why you lost. But it had nothing, to me, it had nothing to do with Bud playing George Hill over Carter. What did he play, 15 minutes a game? That was my point.
All right. Now, this is what I analyze off of it. George Hill and Grayson Allen averaged majority of the minutes in guard play. And you had maybe a total of 12 points out of, you know, what, six, seven games? Out of all of it, you know, and you can't give him. You said the bench. He didn't utilize his bench because he only played George Hill and Grayson Allen. Utilizing your bench meaning, hey, I'm going to throw darts at a board and see what sticks. And that's what he didn't do. And true enough.
So who did you want him to play? Who was on the bench?
I would have rather for him to play Carter. I would have rather for him to, you know, like Noah, anybody, at least we know Noah, he going to shoot the ball regardless. You know, Grayson Allen and George Hill, they was playing hot potato. Every time when Giannis passed him the ball, they pass it right back. Every time when Drew passed him the ball, they pass it right back. You know, those guys, they were so scared. It looked like they were scared, you know, like they were defeated. You know, everybody want to talk about this Bulls series with Grayson Allen. Well, the Bulls didn't play defense the way the Celtics played defense.
Correct.
The Celtics guarded the three-point line way better. And that's the reason why they got frustrated. And my whole thing is, you know, the reason why the guys was open on three-pointers all the time, you know, like Williams and
they gave Harper, it to them.
Is because, yeah, they gave it to him. But, you know, Lopez, keep hanging out in the paint. He's a dominant factor in the paint. But, dude, if your guy is out on the three-point line, you're going to have to string him out there. And all this double team, you was right. What you call it was guarding, Drew was guarding Tatum, you know, in the beginning of every, you know, every time when Tatum get the ball, Drew will be on him. But they literally ran picks to get that Grayson Allen, that
George Hill matchup. Right.
Yep. Matchup on him.
Correct.
That's the reason why you had that going. So if you see that the other team see your weakness, what you're supposed to do is counter that and put somebody in to, you know, at least Carter would have gave you some.
So then let me ask you this. So real quick. So the reason why they lost the series is because they didn't play George Hill and they didn't play Jordan Warren. No, I'm sorry. No. They didn't play Carter, and they didn't play Warren. That's why they lost.
No, really, truly, the reason why they lost is because they gave guys wide open 3 points.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
agreed.
The why they lost.
So we agree.
You know, that's plain and simple.
Yep.
We agree.
Dante, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, we all agree. But that's Bud's defense. That's his system. So, he, like I said before, he's going to have to make some type of change here if we're going to continue going down this route again, because – you can change the bench all you want, but if you're not going to change your defensive scheme when somebody gets hot from outside, and again, I'm not saying he needed to change it in the first quarter. I'm not saying he needed to change in the second quarter. But when you saw that all of a sudden these guys weren't missing threes, at that point, something should have been done to try and slow him down, and nothing was. We just looked at him. Byron, north side of Milwaukee, you are next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky and the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. What's up?
Yeah, I was thinking... I was thinking game seven, that's why Bud kind of broke down. I think game seven was on him. Like, we know what Giannis was going to give us, but you got to look at it. Pat Connaughton, he's been there. The championship run last year, you got to start Pat Connaughton in game seven. He's from Boston, hometown. He's going to have a great game starting. You take a chance. Grayson haven't gave us nothing in the series anyways. So just bring him off the bench. Bring Pat Connaughton. Let you start Pat Connaughton. Then you got Ibaka. Play Ibaka a couple of minutes at the five while Giannis guard Tatum or Brown. Giannis guarded Kevin Durant a lot last year in the series. So he can guard those perimeter guys. Like Bud just gotta do other things because we already short-manned it. It's game seven. All you need is a spark from somewhere. Javon Carter, he played him in game one. We stole game one. Carter gave us great minutes. He don't have to really score the ball, but he plays defense from 94 feet of the court. Like, his defense helps get the Bucks in the transition, steals. He can knock down a three here or there. It's just his energy. I just think Bud, you know, I think he should have played the guys that's been he should have used experience instead of just looking at, oh, I think this matchup will probably work. Ibaka, he helped beat us a few years ago, and he won the championship. Pat Connaughton, man, he had an awesome run last year. That's why they kept him.
Right.
They gave him more money.
Yep. I hear you, Byron. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. I'll tell you this. The majority of the fan base, I feel like, is united on Bud didn't do enough to help. George Hill didn't belong out there. Grayson Allen didn't belong out there. I feel like they are those three are the primary targets for Bucks fans right now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this will change as we take more calls and read some more tweets. Shoulder Fed, our guy, tweets on Big Show Network. It's frustrating that our offseason moves barely gave us any production in this series. When you have a superstar, your job is to surround him with players who can execute their role. Can't dismiss Middleton's injury, but frustrating that we had chances to still win. At Shoulder Fat, tweeting at Big Show Network. Joe in Racine, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Sparky and Leroy Butler. What's up, Joe?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say somebody needs the answer for the DiVincenzo trade. DiVincenzo is a much better all-around player than Grayson Allen was. I know they signed him for a ton of money. I'm not saying that DiVincenzo they would have won. But he plays defense, he hustles, he's got energy, he can shoot. I think, I don't know where Ibaka was. I don't know if he was on the bench or sitting in the seats, but someone needs to explain that trade because I certainly think DiVincenzo's value. And if you take a look at his numbers in Sacramento, we made a mistake, that's all. So I think we wouldn't have won with him, but he would have provided a whole lot more energy.
DiVincenzo was all mad at the end of the year in Sacramento because they didn't play him enough, and he thought they were screwing with his money, and he was all hacked off at the Kings organization for that. I fortunately got to watch some Sacramento Kings games because my kid is a Kings fan, don't ask. So I actually got to watch DiVincenzo a little bit. I mean, he when he first got there, he was god-awful. And then he did get better as the second half of the year went on. Joe, thanks for the call. DiVincenzo is no different than Pat Connaughton. It's hit and miss. Like, he's going to feel it one game, and the next game he's going to look lost. Like, that's – DiVincenzo's the same type of guy as these other guys we're talking about. He wasn't a guy that you looked at and go, oh, yeah, get him the ball, he's going to hit that shot. But take it a step farther. Who are those guys in the league right now off benches? Who are the guys in the league right now across the league that you go, hey, man, you bring him off the bench, like Lou Williams was one of those guys back in the day.
Yeah.
You bring that guy off the bench, you know he's going to hit that shot. Kyle Korver for the longest time was that guy in Atlanta.
Right.
So there's not a lot of those guys.
That's my point, Steve.
There's not a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's what we're doing here. We're nitpicking Carter and George Hill. Like, what are we talking about, Bucks fans?
I think they're mad because Bud didn't even attempt to do anything. That's what it was. Bud just said, I ride with my old guy.
But we're nitpicking, folks, George Hill and Carter. Come on. Give me something else other than that. I mean, I guess that would be like me, and it's replacing somebody because you're now replacing Middleton. This would be like me replacing Eric Dickerson and get two carries. And say I'm supposed to win the game, ain't happening. So you're nitpicking this whole thing with that, and Middleton's really the outlier here, as to why we are in the situation that we're in, and it's like a trickle down effect with this because now other guys have to play bigger roles, and they know you talked about Holiday looked tired, Giannis looked like he was wore out as well.
Last three quarters, sure did.
Done. And that's all because of the amount of energy he had to put forth to get you to Game 7 and to try to win Game 7.
And how long they played last year.
That's why I said
to you, all the games this year.
Right, and that's why I said to you earlier, I said, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but even if they were to win this series, what does Giannis have left?
Well, in the first quarter, he looked like he was good.
Yeah.
He was dominating everybody.
And then what you saw as it wanes that...
When he realized he had no help, then he's like, holy crap, I got to do this all again.
I got to do it all again.
Right. And then it took over. It was too much. How much of this series being lost right now, which one of what we saw yesterday was the most frustrating from yesterday's Bucks loss? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line is open, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary, tell us all about where you should go. You're looking to get a birthday present, maybe an engagement ring, an anniversary present. Only one place.
The Jewelry Center, guys. Three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. The third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. For you folks that listen to a statewide, shop TJC.com. That's right. Shop TJC.com is their website. And at that website, you can go and buy just about anything you want to buy at all three of their locations, guys. And a lot of people don't give you this, but the owner, his name is Dean Murray. Call up the owner today. His name is Dean Murray. and he's going to give you the best deal on any piece of jewelry that he has all at three of their stores. And it would help if you would mention myself, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, or the guys from the Big Show Network, and let them know that you heard this right here to get that sizable discount. Guys, go see my good friends today at the Jewelry Center and call the owner, Gene Murray.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, wandering the halls. And here with you, all kind of venting together. Most frustrating loss from that Bucks-Celtics game 7 yesterday. Now it's Celtics and Heat. I think I'm rooting for the Celtics. I can't root for the Heat. Cannot, will not occur. Let's go to Charles, north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Charles?
What's up, Sparky? Hey, you know, Sparky, I'm going to kind of go away from what everybody's talking about, as far as the Bucks. You know, I thought a weakness with the Bucks, and it's something I've always saw over the last couple of years, even the championship year, was that I thought they need – I'd like to see them get more athletic, especially on the wing positions, because they're a good – I'm the type of guy, I don't think you need to go out and get a superstar with Giannis, because you got a great player and you got two great complementary players to him. And it's like you said, the Bucks are in a position where they just need to fill positions, because there are players who aren't going to be back next year. I don't think Wes will be back. George won't be back next year. And I like to see, and they're young players sitting on these benches who need a chance. You can go to Oklahoma City, you can go to Memphis. I mean, they load it full of athletes and stuff. And if you can get one or two guys like that to bring to the team, to put out on the wings, who can get out there on the defense, I think that will solve a lot of problems with the Bucks as far as their three-point defense.
I don't disagree with you, and I think that's something that we've talked about a little bit earlier, Charles. Thanks for the call.
So why them teams ain't in the finals and all them teams, all that talent?
I think at some point here, you have to have a conversation about how you're going to defend the three going forward. If you're happy doing what you did and are saying, look, if teams get hot against us in a series and we lose, we're fine with that. We'll go home, and no big deal. If that's how you're fine with, then as an organization, that's your decision. But if you're looking at this going, we don't want this to happen again, we have to figure out something else, then like the Packers, Leroy, it's got to be open lines of communication where the coaches and the GM have to be on the same page as far as, okay, John Horst, if you're Bud and the coaching staff, yeah. I need a couple of these guys that – these are a couple of guys that I'm kind of looking for here. And it doesn't have to be necessarily names, but kind of I need a couple 6'6 guys that are long. They're kind of like 3-and-D players. I need a couple of those. We don't have any. I need at least one or two that I can rotate in. But it's got to be a collaborative effort. But if Bud says, I'm not changing and we're fine, this won't happen next year – if you're John Horst and that's your guy, and he is because you gave him an extension, then you just got to roll with Bud and hope Bud's right.
Hey, listen, call up, give me every scenario you want. Give me every player you want. It don't matter. They were 4-for-33.
Horrible.
That ain't Bud. Nope. Now, Leroy, Grant Williams, man, went 7-for-17. This man missed his first 25 shots before he even made a shot when he started, okay? So he's not necessarily a sniper, but you were giving him wide open threes, okay? The analytics department and the eye department don't always agree. The analytics would say, I'll give him a wide open three, but not Tatum. I'll give him a wide open three, but not Jaylen Brown. I'll give Horford a wide open three before I give it to the other two stars. Fine, the reciprocal. I'll give Grayson Allen, shoot all you want. Guess what he was, cuz? 0-for-4, 0-for-6, didn't score. 1 point, started. He's a starter. Now, your other starter, Wes Matthews, 1-for-5, 0-for-3. 3 points. Those are starters. I don't even want to hear about Middleton. He didn't play, so didn't play the whole series, so whatever. So my thing is, you were 4-for-33. That's why you lost. You couldn't make shots. I know it's a shot-making league, but Boston shot over 57 more threes made than you, man. You can't make that up. Your guys got to make shots. That's why the system works. You make shots, and not contested. I'm not even saying contested. I'm saying wide open. But remember that the kid who made them 7 threes, he was missing some.
Oh, Grant Williams, yeah. What was his number, Steve? Game 7.
I'll tell you right here. I got it up right here. Hey, man, this man was 7-for-18.
On three-pointers.
On three-pointers. So that means he missed a limb, okay?
He took 18, limb. Though. Think about right. that.
Thank you. Who on the Bucks team shot that many?
No.
But these guys were open. When you're only getting 4 points out of two of your three starters, that's why you lost. That's why you lost. Now, say if you want to argue and put Bobby Portis in the starting line, fine. Now you're going to get them 4 points off the bench. Now it's worse. So you can blame Bud all you want to, but Bud's probably saying, man, y'all wide open, can't make a shot. And you know what Boston's saying? We'll let Giannis shoot a three. We're fine with it. We'll let Holiday shoot a two. Matter of fact, we'll let all y'all shoot three. Y'all ain't made none.
Jump on this bus here with Bucks fan. This whole Carter versus George Hill playing time.
Who see Carter's more than we do?
Well, we all watched him.
That's not what I'm saying, Steve. Oh. We see him on TV.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Who sees him more than we do?
Oh, Bud, in practice?
There's your answer.
Yeah.
Ibaka didn't play for a reason. Carter didn't play for a reason.
Well, I mean,
Ibaka's old and slow.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Carter didn't play for a reason.
We just want to see him, though.
Oh, no. I don't have time for that. I'm in a series now. What you could have shown me long
You didn't even try to play him. We just want to see him. How do you know that he couldn't have been better than George Hill?
This is what I know. When I'm putting on the outfit, I always put on the shoes that work. I'm not trying something new when I'm going to a new place and they look at my shoes, them don't work. But at least I tried them. I'm going to ones that fit. And that fits. You love Grayson Allen against Chicago. All people want to do and fans just want you to win. But win my way. Which is fine. Great song, by the way. I'm just saying, it come down to Bucks fans, whether you like or dislike or who you play or don't like. How are you guys not calling up saying they didn't make shots? 4-for-33. If they make them, we go to the next round. You may not love Bud, but you like him. This team good. It's a good team, and they should be commended to go this far without Middleton. I don't know how far most teams will go without their number two. I don't know, and don't even really care. This team should have won if they made shot. I don't have a problem with the guy going 7-for-18.
Yeah.
He's the one I want to shoot it. He gonna make some. We didn't make any. And then I talked about the. I ain't never seen somebody 7'2" miss so many. I mean, Giannis missed a lot of. He was tired, cuz.
He was done.
And he ain't playing the Olympics. Did he go to the Olympics?
No.
But why y'all keep talking about Holiday tackle? He went to the Olympics.
Giannis was tired, too, though.
He was tired. The whole team was tired.
He was exhausted.
They
should have closed the thing out with six. That's what they're saying. Right. That's what they're saying. We should have closed them out. But Boston's a good team, man. You got to give them credit.
That game wasn't even close on Friday either. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellison.
Well, I'm just upset we couldn't use our 11,000 people because people out there shooting. We could have had some more support down there.
That's a whole nother thing.
All this shooting in America getting on my nerves. Man, you got people in Buffalo passing away. You got people shooting in church. Calm down. Just calm down and pray, man. We need therapy. This country needs therapy, man. It's so violent, man.
I don't disagree with you. Okay, coming up next is going to be
Odyssey. Did I say your haircut look amazing?
Yes, you did. Thank you. Okay. Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Pastos. All Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We'll see if he thinks Javon Carter should have gotten some fun in this instead of George Hill.
Question.
I'm going to ask him.
I'm not wasting
on behalf of
that.
Bucks fans, I'm here to ask the questions. I'm going to ask next.
4-for-33.
We'll see if he agrees with us instead of Gary and Leroy. That's next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show, something up hot and fresh. See Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler's. We broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with a new hot honey chicken sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce and a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast. Participating
that
U.S. Wendy's.
That Biggie Bag song, fire. You ever heard it?
They got that Biggie Bag song.
It's fire.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's fire. It is.
Joining us now, he is our Odyssey NBA insider, Jimmy Patsos.
Say his name
insider
right.
Calls
say his name right.
Are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit thebetql.com today. Jimmy, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, you know what? I love Milwaukee, whether or not the Cap Grill or Meaders. And I just spent a bunch of time up there because I went to the NCAA tournament. And I happened to see, you know, Yale and Purdue and Texas and Iowa State. But, of course, I went for Johnny Davison to see Wisconsin. And it was a fantastic couple of days. But their point guard goes down, Hepburn, and it really hurts them. And you guys have Middleton to go down. So I really feel for you guys because, wow, you had a fantastic year last year and everything's great. I'm sorry you had two important pieces, both for the Wisconsin Badgers and, more importantly, for the Milwaukee Bucks go down. Because I know how hard that is to win.
I mean, you saw this team all year, obviously, and you watched this series against the Celtics. Bucks fans, none so happy with Coach Budenholzer at this point. So, first off, I guess, with Budenholzer, everybody frustrated by the fact that they decided just to not guard the three, which has been Budenholzer's thing for quite some time. They won a championship with that same philosophy last year and guarding the rim inside with Brook Lopez and so forth. Do you think there's anything Budenholzer could have done differently in that series to put the Bucks in a better position, even though they didn't have Middleton?
You know, without Middleton, who's a 23-8-5 guy, I did the Bucks game against the Wizards earlier this year, and it was impressive. They didn't have Middleton or Giannis, and they won. Well, Grayson Allen had a great game. You know, Holiday always has a great game. He's always good. But Connaughton and Grayson Allen played well. Well, when those two guys played well, you were a different team. You dropped like 130 points. And I like Bobby Portis. I wish Wes Matthews could score more, but the one thing I want to try, and I'm a college coach, I've only coached once in a 2 out of 3 series, happened to win it over Fresno State in the CBI tournament. You got to make adjustments and see who can help you. Watching the NBA for the past 4 years, up close and personal, the Celtics played Grant Williams, and at times he was too small to guard Antetokounmpo, but he figured out to take him out to the three and hit 7 threes. Why didn't you play Javon Carter? That's where I'm going with this point, is like, you have a chance to adjust.
Oh, my God.
I just thought Javon Carter's a tough guy. He can play defense. I loved him in the summer league. He's a West Virginia guy. But, like, he was the one you could have pushed. I mean, at some point, Allen and Connaughton weren't going to get it done. But when you won game five, and Leroy, you know, you FSU guy, you played at the big time.
That's right.
Won the Super Bowl with the Packers. Bill Parcells is a buddy of mine, Leroy, and what he says is sometimes you got to try something like midstream when you have a chance to win. So, in other words, you win game five, and the whole world's like, what, the Celtics blew it. Mm-hmm. Should you have played Javon Carter? That's who I would have played.
Yeah, I you want to go, Gary? Because I don't even know how I want to follow
that. Well, he addressed
that.
You, Leroy. Go ahead.
I just don't understand how
I come on back with it.
Carter was going to – you still would have got beat shooting 4 for 33, Jimmy. They were 4 for 33. Say Carter goes in there, he missed 5 open shots just like everybody else. I don't see a difference. In this offense, you got to make shots.
Well, they couldn't. They played Wes Matthews, who I recruited Wes Matthews in high school from Madison. And you know what? He couldn't shoot then. He's done a nice career, but he wasn't a shooter ever. When Allen and Connaughton can't make a three, I mean, you look at 2 points and 1 point for the game seven. That's unbelievable. They combined for 3 points in over 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just thought in terms of the pace of the game, maybe Carter would have, and he'd give you some toughness. When you lose by 30, I don't think it was going to matter, but you had to try something different. And maybe he could – then you get Holiday off the ball, and he'll get you some easy buckets in transition. Like I said, this isn't an easy thing. Budenholzer, no Middleton. That's an all-NBA player. But I would have tried Carter because I think he's a tough guy, and I think George Hill just didn't have it. You know, that's the only thing I would have done differently.
Right, and I think that's what the Bucks sentiment is from everybody. And this is, by the way, Jimmy, this is Gary Ellison, who played football at UW-Madison, who actually
knows a lot of players
Matthews' mom and dad, because I think the mom ran track at UW-Madison and
yes,
dad played basketball.
He did.
There.
He ran track. He played. Yeah. He was with the Wizards at the time when I went.
Nice.
He was a track star. Yes.
Okay, so we agreed to the whole Carter thing. Try something. Okay, fine. But that doesn't help you win it. And I agree with you. It really comes back to Middleton and then his loss and then how that affected Giannis and how that affected Holiday. Well, now these guys got to play a lot of minutes. They got to guard multiple people, and they got to expend a lot of energy trying to guard Tatum, Brown, and all these other guys.
They did. And, you know, you won a series last year to beat the Nets that, you know, you're talking about a guy's toe on the line. You beat the Nets, then you go on and win it. I thought, as much as I respect Pat Riley and the Heat, and I respect Anthony, you know, look, what Spoelstra's drawn, and they've got guys like Max Strus and these no-name guys, and Jimmy Butler's a tough guy. They don't have an all-NBA player. You have two. And the Celtics have two, and Al Horford's older, and I thought the winner of this series was going all the way. Just like I thought last year, whoever wins the Bucks and the Nets, like, that's going to be where. Now, the Warriors are fighting back, but the Suns are out. So I wouldn't be that discouraged if I was you. First of all, I just love your fan base up there. For 3 days, it was just unbelievable. You have it really going on up there. You know, we don't have that in Washington. You know, there's only a few cities that have that going. And I think Giannis is the best player in the league. He could have been an MVP if he wanted it. He took a few nights off, let the Joker in his 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists get him. He came in sixth. I'm taking Giannis first in any draft in the NBA right now. So everything's fine, and you get Middleton back. Can Jordan Nwora or someone get better? What do you do with Allen? I'm a big Brook Lopez guy. He gave you minutes. We had Bobby Portis. Your team was perfectly constructed. You had to get rid of Tucker, so he's down in Miami doing his tough guy act, and Allen and Connaughton didn't quite fill in his shoes. But, you know, is it a draft? Do you take a draft prospect? Do you sign a, you know, NBA, you know, a veteran minimum guy? But I really like your team coming back. If Allen and Connaughton, you're going to have to pick one. If Jordan Nwora can develop and Carter can develop, look, you're in great shape. Everyone we're with the Wizards. I wish we were in your shape. I'm going to Combine Thursday and Friday. I got 25 teams that wish we were in the same shape as the Bucks because your star is awesome. He's an unselfish guy. And you got, you know, a real player coming back in Middleton. And then if Jordan Nwora, because I like him because he was upstate New York. I recruited him, too, as a high school player when I was at Siena. Like, these guys are close, and you've proven that you develop guys in your system, and then they stay, which is a beautiful thing in the NBA. So I wouldn't push the panic button, but my point was you're inches from beating the Celtics, and I think the winner of this series is going to go to the NBA Finals. So you lost in seven to a healthy team that had everything go right. And, yes, they made a lot of threes, and you couldn't make a three, but I wouldn't push the panic button.
Jimmy, you know, the other thing that people are mad about and are coming up with, and we didn't hear about this until like the last couple of days here in this series, is that Serge Ibaka, Dante DiVincenzo deal, and the fact that Ibaka really didn't play at all. Now, he was sick a little bit later in the series here, but really wasn't a factor at all for this Bucks team in the postseason. And my response just is maybe he ended up being a little bit older and slower than they realized when they traded for him. And then once they got him and saw him, realized that maybe he couldn't be much of a factor for him.
Look, I've been in this basketball business 30 years, and I admit when I was wrong. And I was wrong. I thought Serge Ibaka was one of the great moves. It's interesting. I thought they were like – the Harden thing was so, you know, overplayed. And I love Harden, but they should have gave up Curry. Okay. Then there was the White move. I thought the Derek White move for the Celtics was a really good move. I had the Serge Ibaka move as one of my top five moves at the trade deadline. I was wrong. You know, I was wrong. I'm with you. I don't know if he was slower up. He had the Toronto experience. He kind of gave you another power guy you needed. With Lopez, you know, who didn't take as many threes as he normally does. But I like Brook Lopez. He's effective. I thought your Ibaka move was the right move to make at the right time. I was wrong. It did not turn out to be the right move. Like the C.J. McCollum move, people thought, oh, it's going to be okay, but we're going to do better at the Trailblazers. That really worked for the New Orleans Pelicans more than I thought. I thought the Serge Ibaka move was going to be even better than people were talking about. So I was wrong, too. And I think that really hurt him because he's a veteran presence. Remember, he was there with OKC. Of course, he won it with Toronto. I expected much more, too. I don't know where that went awry. He was out west a little, so I didn't see him as much as I do on the east guys. But I thought he was a great pickup, so I was wrong, too. I can't be critical of that move because I got it wrong.
Tom, Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA Insider. Follow him on Twitter at Coach Patsos. Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, let's, if we can. I mean, I like to squeeze in some Jordan talk since this. Which one of those butches he owned in NASCAR, Steve, won a race?
Yeah, he owns his own NASCAR team.
Yeah, so it's like you can win everything but basketball. I can't figure that part out. But the ownership groups in the NBA, they look at things a little bit different than the NFL owners. I really do. It's a superstar-driven league. I get that. But when you look at a team that's kind of middle of the road, you're thinking, how can you add? Okay, how can you add? Because I really think that once these guys start opting out some of these player options, like Bobby Portis, is going to make a lot of money. Sometimes you can match, sometimes you can't. When you're up against it, how do fans, Jimmy, look at these owners and say, why don't you go into the luxury tax and add more players? Why don't you just overspend? You guys are billionaires. Why y'all don't do that? How does that even work?
That's a great question. And look, the Wizards have a huge decision with Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
Look, LaMelo Ball, I love him. I don't know if he can get him over the hump, but Jordan has him, okay? If Hayward could stay healthy, we'll see. They fired their coach. We all know, everyone in this conversation, we all know. Sparky, we all know. I followed you guys up. I looked you up. It's going to be the coach who takes the heat. You're talking about Budenholzer, who did a really good job to get them where they were without Middleton. It's the coach went up. But the coach is already gone now. Now, Michael, he's the only guy that ever averaged 30 in the playoffs. I think him and Luka Doncic, which was impressive last night, by the way. I don't think LaMelo Ball is Luka Doncic. I don't see it. I don't think he's a Booker type yet. Really good. They haven't won a play. They haven't got out of the playoffs. They haven't got out of the play-in game yet. You're talking about your owner being Michael Jordan, with his great golf courses in Florida. Everything he does first class and right. I think the NBA numbers scare him a little bit. You know, they got rid of Kemba Walker. They got rid of him. They won on that. They won on that trade. You know, not the trade. They let him go, and they signed my guy from Boston, who was really good. But LaMelo, Hayward can't quite stay healthy. They need a superstar. You're right. But you got to pay to have the superstar. You got to have those charter flights filled up to the brim with food and extras and all that stuff. And we know, from what I've heard, Charlotte is playing the middle a little bit. I heard they're playing the middle. They're not going for the whole Miami Heat, Lakers, we want to win it all. That's why I said your ownership group up there taking care of Giannis, what the situation you have seems to be very steady. I heard Jordan's group. I think the GMs are gone. The coaches are gone. And they made the playoffs. They made the play-in twice. That's it. Mm-hmm. They haven't gone to the playoffs yet with what's going on there. This is a big year for them. Can they get a free agent to go there? You have to have the bells and whistles to get them to go there. I know that.
Jimmy, let me ask you this real quick. Getting back to the Bucks, and I know that a lot of Bucks fans, although they won it last year, a lot of Bucks fans are disheartened about the way that Budenholzer is playing his team in that defensively they're giving up all these threes and teams are hitting these threes. They're packing the lane. They won a championship that way last year, and this year it bit him in the butt. Do you think Budenholzer then should change his strategy defensively and now try to start defending the three?
Oh, you're going to have to defend the three-point line. I mean, when you just see Grant Williams, he was so wide open afterwards. I mean, they missed a few early, the Celtics. And I watched every play of the whole game. They missed a few early. But when they're that wide open, look, they're going to make catches. You guys are playing the NFL. You know this. A quarterback given time is going to find a receiver, and they're going to make plays. It's the same thing. You know, you're just letting guys get too comfortable on the three-point line. That's why I like Javon Carter, because he's a disruptive guy. When the guy's bringing the ball up, first of all, he'll turn him so he can't just run his set offense.
So if they played Javon Carter, then they would have won this series. Is that what you're saying?
No. He was the only guy that was going to change the pace of the game at that point. I just thought I would have used him a little more. George Hill is a good player. I've known him forever. Him and Serge Ibaka were supposed to provide leadership, but they were supposed to produce on the floor with points. They didn't. Hill and Ibaka were a no-show. And that's what they weren't just supposed to be. Oh, you already had Wes Matthews. I'm just saying, if you had one way to go for me, it would have been Carter.
Just try something.
Turn the guy.
Okay.
Try picking him up full court so they can't just run down, run their set, get to the three-point line wide open. And then we're not going to run out and guard him because they drove it on us. I think game four was what changed it. When they drove it and scored 40 points in the fourth quarter by driving the ball, they made an adjustment. But the three-point line, it's here to stay, fellas. We know that. Full disclosure, for Under Armour, we got the Warriors that they've been doing the three-point thing for a long time. And you need somebody who can shoot the three, and you better guard it if you're not going to shoot it. And they didn't guard it. And I thought it was weird. Grant Williams is just open and open and open. Then Pritchard got open a few times. And Tatum was hot. I'll tell you the most impressive thing I saw in your series. Tatum in game six, that was unstoppable. He was being guarded. But no, and Budenholzer, I'm sure he's a better coach than I'll ever be, would say there's reasons we did this and that. But Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton combining for 3 points and over 50
Here's
minutes,
your problem.
You're just not going to win. You're not going to win.
Nope. No, you are
Thanks
not.
A lot,
and
Jimmy.
They did
Amazing.
Not. Jimmy Patzel's Odyssey NBA Insider. Thanks so much for coming on, Coach. Appreciate it.
Keep an eye on my guy, Greg Gard, out there. I love him. And we hope Johnny Davis comes to the Wizards, just so everybody knows.
Well, maybe another day we'll talk about Johnny Davis. We'll get you back on. Just talk Johnny
Thanks
Davis.
A lot, Jimmy.
That's good.
Thanks.
Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And my Pewaukee guys. Thank you.
There you go. Take care, Coach. There he is. The RSC NBA Insider, Jimmy Patzos. Insider callers are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets. The real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Don't forget, our guys over at Van Horn have entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. Like a tiny home on wheels is on for the weekend warrior. People who want to live the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check it out now. VanHornProCamp.com. 6 miles available and a wide range of options. You can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself. Or you can go all the way up to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model. Complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, and adjustable bed. And pull out bench seat with enough room to sleep four. Explore all the options and more at VanHornProCamp.com. We'll get back to more of your calls coming up as well.
And Jordan owns Kurt Busch. That's the one.
He's got Kurt Busch. He's got Denny Hamlin on that team. Who's the other guy? He's the third guy. And I can't remember who it is. I'm sorry. I just saw this thing from last night from Brandon Jennings. He said, Jordan Clarkson, Patty Mills, Rudy Gobert to Milwaukee. Sure, yeah. Sure, yeah, I'm in.
For what?
Sure, go ahead, get that done.
But aren't you glad we can get rid of this Bucks and Six stuff? Now we can start something new?
No, that's not going to change. Next year in the playoffs, start, it's going to be Bucks and Six again. It's going to be Bucks and Six forever. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's over.
It's not over.
That's the mantra.
It's never changing.
No, it's not.
Well, it should.
It's not going to change.
Bucks and Six. You know,
Bucks and Six.
Oh, child, please. Back Bucks and anything.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.